Want to remind you before we get into the sermon that I'm going to be teaching some classes about discipleship come the fall. I've had some folks come to me, and I know there's some other folks that are praying about it. And I have felt as I've spent some time praying about it that God has told me there are some of you that are still thinking about it and still trying to decide. Is this a step that you're going to take from some very intentional, deep disciple-making classes? I'm not going to start until October, so you've got time to be in prayer about it. You got time to come and talk to me about it. Like I said, there's some who have already talked to me about it and some that I know that are still spending time praying about it. Please spend some time praying about it and see if this is what God wants you to do. If God wants you to take this step much deeper than you ever have before. It's important to the life of this church. It's important to the life of this town. Spend some time in prayer about it. Today we're going to look at For the Good of All. Coming from a passage that Paul writes to the church at Galatia, or the churches of Galatia, I should say. This was not one church, but it was a neighborhood of churches that Paul writes to. And he writes words of encouragement to them because they need it. They've been listening to lots of different things, and they've been attempting to follow lots of different ways, and not just the way of God. And I've been told, although that I don't know my Greek well enough, I have been told that the way that Paul writes this letter to the churches of Galatia, he is not very kind to them. He is not very kind to them. He's upset with them because they have not just followed the ways of God. They've added other things in, and they've allowed other people to come in and add other things to what they do. And Paul writes this letter, so listen to these words that come from the 6th chapter, the first 10 verses. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way you will fulfill the law of Christ. If anyone thinks they are something when they are not, they deceive themselves. Each one should test their own actions, then they can take pride in themselves alone, without comparing themselves to someone else. For each one should carry their own load. Nevertheless, the one who receives instruction in the word should share all good things with their instructor. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows, and whoever sows to their flesh from the flesh will reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good. For at the proper time, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. Therefore, as we have opportunity, let us do good to all people, especially to those who belong to the family of believers. I've shared with people throughout my whole ministry, it's about a community. It's about being a community of believers. It's not about me as an individual following God. It's about a community. There is a great need for a community in many churches. People come on Sundays and they participate in worship, they participate in Sunday school, but oftentimes they don't know most of the people in the congregation. This is especially true of churches that may have more than one worship service. They don't know the community. They don't know the people. And without community, I cannot walk as a believer in Jesus Christ. Without community, I cannot walk as a believer in Jesus Christ. Now, I've met those folks that told me they can worship God on the lake or on the golf course or out somewhere else just as well as they can in the midst of a community of believers. But there's something about being with a community of believers that makes it different, that makes it one step more, one step higher. I tend to be a very contemplative person, enjoy sitting by myself, enjoy not talking with other folks, just with my thoughts, just with my relationship with God. There are many times that I will go to God in prayer where it is completely silent. I never say a word. I never think a word. I'm just there in God's presence. Now I want to tell you, though, that when you're with a group of people that are doing the exact same thing, there's something more that happens. You see, as I went to school for spiritual directors in Richmond, our first thing that we did every time we showed up for retreat was we were to go to the chapel, and we were to spend 1 hour in silence. 1 hour in silence. Now, when there's 16 to 20 other people there doing the exact same thing, it is absolutely amazing the difference between doing it yourself and doing it with a community. Even though we're not talking to each other, even though we're not looking at each other because most folks have their heads bowed and their eyes closed, community makes an important and incredible difference. I can't explain it to you, but I can tell you that I felt it every time. One of the things I think we need to work on is community. The community of faith should be about gently supporting one another with our failings and our burdens. The community of faith should be about gently supporting one another with our failings and our burdens. Because you see, it happens all the time that we're going to fail. Each and every one of us has burdens. I don't have to look far in this society to find somebody that will look down upon me because I failed. I don't have to look far in a community anywhere to find somebody that looks down upon me because I carry a burden. That's how our society is. But the truth of the matter is that each and every one of us fail. If you make it any one day without failing in some way, please call me. Please call me and let me know. By the way, I don't expect my phone to ring. Because if we are honest with ourselves, every day we fail in some way. And if we're honest with ourselves, we also carry burdens that bear us down, that keep us from stepping forward in the spiritual journey. All of us have those things. And one of the very first things that Paul says here in this chapter is help each other with our burdens. And with our failings. If someone has failed, help them. If someone has sinned, go to them. Don't just talk about them with other folks. Oh, by the way, you know, you need to be in prayer for such and such because they're having a really hard time with la 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 la. Sometimes that's Christian legal gossip. Not concern for other people, but Christian legal gossip. We're not really asking for somebody else to pray. We just want to share this word about how somebody else is having problems. Folks, Paul says we need to go to them gently and help them with their burden. We need to go gently to them when they fail. And we need to be very careful as we go to them, because there's a danger that we might fail in the same way if we think ourselves too unable to fail in that way. Paul says, be careful, because you'll get tripped up too. Be careful. But you see, this requires something that we don't think about often. This requires an openness and a vulnerability with each other about our spiritual journeys, our personal spiritual journeys. This requires an openness and a vulnerability with each other about our personal spiritual journeys. If I don't know how your spiritual journey is going, I can't help you with your failings or your burdens. Yes, I might be able to see some of those things and recognize some of those things, but if you're not willing to speak about them, quite often you're in denial that it really exists. Or you're embarrassed by it and you don't want other people to know about it. You see, this being open with one another and being vulnerable with one another is very important when it comes to community. Now listen to me carefully. That does not mean that you need to come up here on Sunday mornings and explain to everybody your failings and your burdens. That's not what this means. But you should have some other people that are very close to you on your spiritual walk that you're willing to be open with them and talk with them about where you're failing and about where you have burdens. I find in most churches that people think fellowship is all about sitting around the table and eating with one another. Fellowship is about talking about the grandkids and the children.